In our next segment, Field Mole Desiree Helligers talks with union organizers, activists, and community members about the citywide impacts of cuts to Portland and recreation, and about what activists and possibly you yourself are doing to push back against the slated closure of Columbia Pool in North Portland.
At the end of May, the Portland City Council approved a budget that included significant cuts to parks and recreation. Cuts that, in the absence of significant community pushback, will result in the closure of Columbia Pool in North Portland, along with subsidized preschool programs housed in rec centers at a number of sites throughout the city. A total of 70 union positions are slated for elimination. Joanne Hardesty cast the single dissenting budget vote. A number of area schools, including Rosa Parks Elementary and Roosevelt High School, regularly practice at Columbia Pool. And even as Zenith Energy has begun transporting tar sands oil through the city for export, and the planet is rapidly approaching the boiling point, many North Portland residents, including low-income residents of the new Columbia Villa, will find far fewer options for cooling off. And in the absence of affordable and accessible swimming lessons, when they do access water, many will be at far higher risk of drowning. By contrast, on August 3rd, the New York Times published an editorial arguing that every New Yorker should have access to swim lessons. The editorial noted that racial discrimination and poverty have limited African Americans' access to pools. The editorial also notes, according to the Centers for Disease Control, Black children drown at almost triple the overall national average. While longtime Portland residents I interviewed recalled the days when the pools were free across the board, on Wednesday afternoons during a two-hour free swim period, the pool is filled to capacity. I spoke with users during the free swim period and to parents with children in swimming classes that followed. Talking about closing the pool, what do you think about that?
That's bad, no. It's not going to be refreshing for like hot summer and stuff.
How far do you come to get here?
Came in 3 minutes. Yeah. Not very far, but my dad has to waste his time and energy because he's working, so.
This is the closest community center swimming pool to our home. My girls do swimming lessons all year round. This is the most diverse pool that we've ever been to. We've gone to Pier Park, we've gone to East Portland, we've to Grant, and this is by far the most diverse.
Yeah, I've lived here 60 years, and I just can't believe they want to close it. Something in this area it's just great, and there's got to be a way, I hope.
What do you think about a protest at City Hall with inflatable pool animals and slip and slide?
Yeah, that's, you got it. I think,
does that sound fun?
Yeah,
that would be really fun.
You'd come to that protest, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
On July 27th, as residents of the area began gathering for a meeting of the Campaign to Save Columbia Pool, I spoke with Christina Harris, a union organizer with Laborers Local 483, which represents workers at recreation centers throughout the city.
They are skilled, trained people who have years and years of experience leading recreation and doing admin, having gone to school for these things. To cut the staffing is going to have huge detriments. In terms of the community, they're losing out on about 70 people that are teaching classes and running centers and making things go smoothly. And that also includes the preschool teachers that work out of the center, which Selwood was really big for having preschool. That's one of the centers that got proposed to close. They're in the process of trying to purchase it right now through SMILE, the Selwood Moreland Improvement League. Hillside Community Center and Fulton Community Center also got shut down. They had preschool. Mount Scott also offers preschool. Many of the centers offer preschool classes, and they get filled up very, very quickly. They're one of the few affordable options in the city. Columbia Pool, in particular, is that that's a huge asset for this community. Not only is it providing and teaching people life-saving skills, I think it definitely opens up the door for a world of fun and recreation for your whole life. If you do know how to swim and swim safely, you can do kayaking, windsurfing, diving, you know, I mean, it can...
And connection to the river and the waterways around here too, right? I mean, if you're at greater risk if you're accessing those waterways or wading or doing whatever at the water if you don't know how to swim.
Right. I think economically, even, you can make that argument. You know, if people are able to do things properly and safely, how much time and money are we saving on first responder services or dealing with health consequences of an inactive community? I mean, that's the one thing that's so wonderful about swimming and water recreation is it doesn't require a ton of equipment and a ton of investment. If you know how to do it, you can jump into a pool or a lake or river.
Yeah, I mean, there's also a huge emphasis on people aging in place now and not having to go into facilities. And it seems as though if there's like silver sneakers classes going on here, a lot of elderly people depend on the center for community, for exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's definitely a quality of life issue. I've talked to some elders who this is the physical activity that they're able to do now. And if they lose that, of course, there's tons of research on, you know, the connection between the mind and the body and community and how those all tie in for long life and vitality. This pool is an investment in the community. And it's an investment we as taxpayers have given ourselves. Something I feel frustrated with is this dynamic where we are again and again and again having to ask for these resources.
I also spoke with Mary Margaret Wheeler Weber, who's president of the Portsmouth Neighborhood Association.
I became chair of the Portsmouth Neighborhood Association recently after Portland Parks proposed closing this pool because it's such an important asset to our community. I was really frustrated that we didn't have any notice or community outreach from Parks and from the city prior to making this decision and putting it out there. One of the things that's really frustrating for us is that the budget documents, the city planners, they all recognize the importance of using an equity lens in their budget making decisions. And yet they're moving forward with a decision to close a resource for wellness and health for some of the most underserved and marginalized communities still here in Portland. Portsmouth is home to New Columbia, which is one of our largest, if not our largest, public housing community. And our neighbors in the community, we all use the pool. We all need access to that. Parks has told us that they will be doing some outreach, but we haven't seen any sign of that yet. There's two parts to what's going on. One is a proposal to close Columbia Pool in July of 2020. The second part is to put a new facility at Charles Jordan Community Center. Both of those actions are things that will need a lot of community input and outreach, either to mitigate the impact of the pool closure or to determine what's the best facility and how can we best serve our community at Charles Jordan. One of the things we've been saying is we're a community that lives between two rivers. We're a peninsula. We know people have drowned out at Kelly Point Park. We know that water safety is really, really important to the communities that live here. And a lot of the communities that live here haven't had equitable access to water safety historically. That includes African Americans, immigrants and refugees, and frankly, people who live in poverty. What we've heard so far right now from the city is we're going to put in a new facility at Charles Jordan. We don't have a plan. We don't have funding. We haven't done any community input. We're looking at 10 months to figure out what's going to happen next. And for us at the Portsmouth Neighborhood Association, one of the most important things is to be engaging the widest and broadest and deepest and most diverse communities here in Portsmouth and the peninsula and beyond who are going to be impacted by that. People come from all over to use this pool. Portland Public Schools swim teams use it. Kids at Rosa Parks use it. Elders use it. People with disabilities come from other places, other pools to use it because of the way it's set up. If we're going to have 5 years, and that's a minimum of 5 years, if you think about a big capital project of like building a pool, that's a minimum of 5 years. And that's what the city's budget office has said. If you think about 5 years of all those communities without a pool, what's the impact going to be like on centers like Matt Dishman, other community pools, other community centers that are already overtaxed and overstressed? And Portsmouth is an area that we don't have that many community centers. This really serves as a place for us to come together. There's also a lot of people who work in these pools. My sister was a lifeguard at Pier Pool and Columbia Pool. And she has said this is one of the things that really helped get her on a good track. She doesn't know what she would have been doing if she hadn't been teaching there. And it was a decent paying job for a high school student. Like ripples in a pond, drops in a pool. The impact of this closure is going to go far. I hope that people in the community will come out and help us in this 10-month campaign to support our community members who use this pool, our friends and neighbors who work there, our children, elders, people with disabilities who use this. We've got 10 months to change the city's decision. People can learn more by visiting savecolumbiapool.com.
Right before the meeting began, I spoke with longtime Portland resident Mariah Taylor.
Been in the neighborhood for how long?
Since 1947. I'm a Vanport flood survivor, a community activist and leader and medical provider for the uninsured. There are so many people that I have met at this pool that are handicapped, those who have conditions that would preclude other exercise. Without access to the pool, they would certainly be in an exacerbated condition physically, mentally as well. And there is a community in that pool. We're like family. We look out for each other, and we're there to assist each other. And without Columbia, the condition and the status of our health of our community would go down. An isolated group who don't have access to some of the other services and exercise programs that other people have who are affluent and certainly in a better position financially, it's here.
Once again, Christina Harris of Laborers Local 483.
Can't sing the praises of Joanne Hardesty enough. She was a real leader and a real advocate for parks and these public services in general. She had multiple solutions. One thing that she suggested was putting a COLA freeze on city folks that make more than $80,000 a year for a year to try and fund some of these programs. One of her suggestions was to take money from the gang or gun enforcement team. And another suggestion she had was the police, and from the city's own mouth, they're not anticipating being able to fill those positions even into the year 2025 that they have the budget for. So one of her suggestions was not even to take away money from the police budget, but to kind of borrow some of that money right now.
People have asked also, when I've been doing interviews, people have asked, like, why wasn't a ballot initiative run?
That's another great idea. The point is that there were options available. I feel like they weren't delved into or examined in any meaningful way.
I think that goes to the questions of what other private entities kind of have their eyes on the parks, centers, the pools. I mean, what private entities are going to benefit from this while the people lose? Among the many supporters of the campaign to save Columbia Pool is renowned Portland jazz and gospel singer Marilyn Keller.
When I heard the announcement that this was going to happen, it struck me deep in my soul, injustice of it all. Family moved here from New Mexico in the late 1970s, and to see the gentrification that's taken place in these neighborhoods, but not only that, but the destruction of the tradition and the health outcomes that came along with that destruction of the infrastructure. It's heartless, it's cruel, and it lacks morality. Back from the moment when they shut down the Salvation Army pool right there on Killingsworth and Vancouver, it struck me that that was not the best way to see better health outcomes for the community. If instead of shutting pools and community centers down, there should be money earmarked to modernize and to build them up and build up the infrastructure and expand it so that more people can go and enjoy blessings and the properties of having a community center in your neighborhood, 5 minutes from your home. Everybody should be able to go 5 minutes and get to a community center or a pool or a gym, some place where they can spend some time during the day in exertive activity that can only be good for them.
Yeah, and I mean, you hear the city sort of talking about health equity and equity as an issue across the board.
When they're sitting here talking about expanding I-5 corridor down by the Rose Garden and through North Portland again, the same community that expired under eminent domain, and it's more of the same gentrification, removal, not only that, but banning people from coming back into that neighborhood once it's gentrified. I believe that's one of the reasons behind the closure of this pool. They've already gentrified the neighborhood around it, but it's such a tradition for so many families. They come there from all over the city because Columbia Pool has been their origin, their point of relaxation, their point of recreation. And I think that the newly gentrified don't want to see these families in their neighborhood, don't want to see them parking and on the street and walking back to the pool. So they came up with this solution, which was to shut it down and raise it to the ground, probably.
Preschools located in Portland Parks and Recreation Centers are slated to begin closing on September 1st. Number to contact Mayor Ted Wheeler is 503-823-8120. What do you think about a protest at City Hall with inflatable pool animals and slip and slide?
Yeah.
Does that sound fun?
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
You'd come to that protest. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been Desiree Hilligers for the Old Mall Variety Hour.